All right, people. The bandit just got off work. Just got through securing a business. And now I can head on to get me something to eat and take it on in for tonight. But I want to talk about some things that happened. I made a video earlier today about the LGBTQ. And it was just like I thought it was going to be today, a bunch of crap. A bunch of crap. A lot of attitude. But you know, there was some young guys that had a lot of attitude. I mean, they was just, you know, threatening and threatening your life and you know, little guys, man, it's like, and another thing too, not to just ramble on, a lot of these guys don't have no weight on them. They look real feminine, like they frail, like a lot of the guys, like a lot of guys who had the, you know, they dates with them, the girl be big as hell. I mean, she got weight on her, she thick, and here's this skinny frail dude she's with. I don't understand it. I really don't. And I'm really trying to understand what's going on with masculinity, testosterone. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with men. There's a lack of manhood going on. And I want to explore what's going on with men. Is it the lack of fathers? Is it that men are being raised by mama and grandma? Is it that men worship the black man, worship the black woman, so therefore he don't have any kind of masculine traits? I mean, I seen women today that look like straight up dudes. I mean, they look just like a man. And got a fine woman on their arm. And I was amazed by it. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this damn lesbian man looking woman got this fine ass girl on her arm? But the stats show that 52% of black men don't have children, don't have a family. So is it really about down low men? Because it's a lot of lesbians. I live in Atlanta. It's a lot of lesbians here. It's hard for a man to even go up to a woman and talk to her, because you're going to offend her, because if she's gay, she's going to give you a stupid look, cuss you out. You're not going to get any kind of respect. And I'm going to tell you, I've noticed that today working in Midtown. The guys was walking, they had tight shirts on, tight pants. They was twitching and sashaying. I was like, really? I mean, men with full beards, big dudes, talking with a high-pitched voice. I didn't understand it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm not trying to what they call hate speech. I'm really not. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with men. I mean, really, what's going on with men to the point where they're looking to another man. They want a man. A man want a man. I don't get it. And then you got women want a woman. But then you got the girl. Like, I saw this manly looking girl today. She had a nice looking girl on her arm. Okay? And I was looking at them, and the girl was acting and had mannerisms just like a man. It's all acting because she's not a man. It's all an act. Okay? But my point is, they both going to have a period every month. They're both going to bleed every month. What, they both going to have cramps? It doesn't make any sense. And I came up with a theory. And I don't know if I'm right about this theory. I don't know if I'm right about anything I'm saying. I'm just saying thoughts that I have in my head about the situation. But I came up with this theory. And I come up with the theory of this. I don't believe that black women want male leadership. I believe they don't want male leadership. I think they don't want a man over them. I think they don't want a man telling them what to do. I think they really don't want a man telling them anything. They rather be with a woman. I think they'd rather be with a woman and be able to just do what they want to do and not have to deal with a man. They don't want to be submissive to a man. They don't want to respect a man. They don't want to have anything to do with that. I think this is what it's all about. I really do. And I think it's very, very sad that a woman would feel that way to the point where she will not respect a man. Now, I'm going to tell you, it was very strange to me today being in Midtown. Because it was so many of them. It was so many of them. And it was just like normal life. But I tell you another thing. The men was more feminine than the women. Even the women and men that were straight. It seemed like the woman was much more tougher than the men. The men was like, they were submissive, and they were trying to please the woman than the other way around. It was like they was trying to make her happy instead of her trying to make him happy, because that's what a woman want to do for her man. You want to keep your man happy. And I didn't see any of that. I really didn't. I didn't see any masculine traits from the men. And I really hate to go on and on about this, but it is what's going on in this country, because with all the rioting and all these movements, you have these men out here, and they're marching with women, okay? And you know how women is. Women are very emotional. They cause problems. They'll stir up some crap. They'll have men fighting each other over nothing. We know this. It's a proven fact. But men are really acting real, real soft. They're emotional. And it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. And it had me wondering. It had me really wondering where the world is going. Where is this world what is this world coming to that men nowadays, you can't even go up to a woman and talk to her because, A, if she don't like you like that, then you're harassing her, or she could be a lesbian. It's really bad being a man. I mean, being a man today, you really have to be brave to be a masculine man. To be a straight conservative male, you have to be brave. You have to be brave. Because it's really hard. I mean, well, it's easy for me to be a man because I don't give a damn about society. I'm a man. I'm willing to take anything that come with being a man. If I have to deal with something, if I got to deal with danger, if I got to, you know, protect and do what I got to do as a man, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to stand up and speak truth. I'm willing to do that. A lot of men, they're not willing to do that because they don't want to handle the backlash. They don't want to handle all the backlash. And I don't too much blame them. I'm just cut from a different cloth. I'm not going to be sitting up here and not be a man. I am a man. Period. But at work today, it just baffled me. All these women and men, and they can't even get together. They can't even get together and love one another and be together as families. Nope, you got men and men and women together. I don't understand it. They say it's love. I don't see how that's love. I don't. I just don't see how you're gonna say that is love. Because if a man and a man together, that's sodomy. That's not love. That's just sex. Women and women together, that's carpet munching. That's not love. You're a carpet muncher. So, like I said, man, it just really, really baffles me. And, you know, I just wanted to ask the question about it. What's really going on in the world? Because it didn't used to be so much of it. And now it's like a trend. It's like the thing to do. And I found out that a lot of the women are trying to, you know, they'll have sex with a gay guy just to try to turn them. What real woman would want to sleep with a man that sleep with men? I don't get it, but this is what women doing. You have all these men out here that are single, working men. They don't get any respect, none. They don't get any respect. But guess what? They'll lay up with each other. So I just wanted to ramble on about it because I really wanted to know what was going on. I really did, because I really do. And leave it in the comment section. I would like to hear from gay guys and lesbians. I would like to hear from them. What's the fascination with it? Why you have to, why do you have to act the way you act? And be the way you are? Why? So that's my question. And I'm going to leave it at that. And like I said, this is not hate speech. I'm just asking the question. Quarantine Bandit is out.